flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
It's that time again. BT and Sal's Pull Your Card.
All right, here we go. A little Pull Your Card. But first, the announcement that we've been talking about.
Drum roll.
We've hinted at this over the course of the last, I guess, several months that this might be a possibility. There is one special listener who enjoys this segment very much and wanted to participate, wanted to take you and I on in the Pull Your Card game, and that would be
the skipper of the Yankees, Aaron Boone, will be here next week.
Coming in studio.
In studio.
Tuesday. So make sure you stay locked in for that. This guy was texting me last night. I'm like, I'm at the Johnny's game. Will you leave me alone?
Yeah, he didn't back, you knucklehead.
No, but he's a great texter, Aaron.
You were telling
Boone
me that. Why don't you read my favorite text where he referenced
well,
me?
Well, again, I told you. I called him last week. It was like, hey, oh, I thought this was Tierney. And then again last night, I'm like, all right. Because the first day he writes back, he's like, hey, can you do it the 29th? I'm like, of course I can't do it that day. I'm sorry, but I can't because I have freaking eye surgery.
Damn eye surgery. Been
on that
about
Wednesday.
For 3 months.
And
yeah.
I'm like, oh, we're going to blow our opportunity to have him in. He's like, no, I'm good. Just get back to me later in the day. We'll figure something out. So I texted him last night, and I just go, hey, does any of these dates work? Blah, blah, blah. He goes, I'd rather deal with Tierney, and sends me some Yankee.
The Yankee flag gif. He knows. He's no dummy. That is great. I'll tell you.
Hey, Booney. Soda.
Oh.
Whoa! Let's go, Booney! You're going down!
You see, that's what's going to be so awesome. We'll have fun with the card game. Hopefully we win. He's going to be very hard to beat. I don't know. He's only a baseball lifer and a third-generational Boone. So that's going to be very tough. But we're going to have him in likely for an entire hour. Obviously, talk some football. He's going to the Eagles game this weekend.
I love that.
He's a crazy fan.
I'm like, you can handle that cold? And he says he's all bundled up in Eagles gear. He went to the last game, the snow game. So he's all nuts.
He wouldn't leave you alone after a while. He's kind
of
like
a
single white female. Remember that movie?
It was a lot of fun.
He's kind
of. But I love that. I knew you would love it. I couldn't wait to tell you today. He was like, I'd rather deal with Tierney instead of the Yankee thing.
Booney, listen, hey. We're going to double team this guy if he gets out of hand. Don't you worry, Boone.
No,
you
know
how it's coming, Boone. Until he gets Mendy in here, which Mendy doesn't have the guts to challenge us in this game. We got it.
Yeah, at some point, I'm going to need Mendy to balance things out here. I mean, come on. All right, let's go. So
that is awesome.
Big announcement. He will be Aaron Boone in studio with us next Tuesday. Looking forward to that. All right, you want to start?
I'll hit you first.
Okay, go ahead.
You are doing 1990 Flair.
Okay.
I know it's Flair. Like
Flair.
I say Flair.
Okay.
I've always said Flair.
Like Ric Flair?
Or like, wow, you know, she's got a lot of Flair. F-L-A. I know.
Okay.
I just say Flair.
After you read each card, go, woo!
Yeah. All right, you ready? Okay, Eric. Well, I have 15, by the way, so you can count up after. Okay. Eric Hansen. Well, you said you liked Hansen, boo-op, a doo-op, whatever that stupid song is.
For some reason, I'm thinking big pitcher.
He's a pitcher. I don't know if he's big. Let me see the height. 6. Yeah, it looks like he's about 6'5".
Okay, so
fairly solid. Look at you.
Now I...
neighborhood.
I think there's two teams that I'm torn between.
Okay.
I
would have no clue.
I'm
going to
guess
guy.
Padres.
Seattle. What was that, the other team? It doesn't
Blue
sound
Jays,
like it was. All right, no, 0 for 1. All right, next. Here we go. You ready?
Yeah.
Joe McGrain.
Now, this is 90. I know who he is. He's a pitcher.
Yep.
I'm going to say pitcher Cardinals.
Correct.
Okay.
1 for 2. Oh, a svelte David Wells. Boomba.
Oh, it's a tough one because you're
all
over
one.
The place.
Yeah, a little bouncing around early on.
I'm still going to say Toronto.
Good call.
Okay.
2 for 3. Boone, you hear this?
Whoa!
this one's too easy. Well, Tommy Herr, three-hitter for
no,
those.
It's not that easy in 1990. You threw me off now.
Oh, okay.
Shoot. You really screwed me. I think it was... He was with the Mets later, and I want to say Phillies later. I'm still going to say Cardinals.
Okay. I'm sorry to do this to you, Parker. I won't do this with Boone, but I had to throw you off scent there. When I said this was easy, I'm saying
you led me Cardinals.
Yeah, in my mind, I'm thinking you're going to think it's Phillies.
No, you screwed me on that one. It's not fair.
I did.
At least, all right. Yeah.
2 for 4.
That's the tough part. Like,
I know.
The year 90, I don't remember exactly. And these are Fleer cards, so it's not like the tops in my mind.
That's true.
It's a different challenge.
That's true.
But go ahead.
But it's still the same player in the same year, so
I know,
how is it different?
Well, because
the image.
Yes.
I got you.
Of opening the cards or playing with the cards as a kid. Where
all right.
I
got Jim Corsi. Corsi.
Yeah.
Hard C.
Blue Jays?
No, the A's.
Hmm.
2 for 5.
What position did he play?
Pitcher.
Okay.
How about Jeff Robinson? Do you know the position?
Pirates.
Good job.
Okay.
Good job.
Pitcher with the Pirates.
Hear that, Booney? Even when we get a couple wrong, we bounce back. Jose Alvarez.
Be lying if I said I'm familiar with that one. The other ones I've been familiar with so far, Jose Cleveland?
No, pitcher for the Braves back in the day. 3 for 7. How about a little Don Robinson? You should probably remember. I don't know if the team's incredibly easy, but I know you know the name.
Don Robinson?
Yeah. See, I'm looking, and it's not the team that I thought, but it's...
I don't know.
I don't want to give it away.
San Francisco.
Yes.
Oh, yes!
And he was a Pirate for like 12 years. That's what I remember.
That was a total... Now, I went with your theory.
Wow.
I went West Coast.
Are you serious? That was a total guess.
Total guess.
Oh, man.
See, in trouble, buddy!
Yeah, even when we guess, our instincts take us to the right spot. Scotty Bankhead, I know you know this guy.
Yes.
Right-handed pitcher.
Pitcher, Seattle.
Attaboy. All right, yeah. 5 for 9. How about Ken Caminiti? Simple.
Don't do this with the simple again.
Oh, that's true. I didn't even do that one intentionally. It still might get in your head, but I didn't do it intentionally.
1990.
90 Flair. Fleer.
Fleer. Astros.
Yes.
Okay.
There you go.
Sometimes I get the timeline mixed up, but he won an MVP with the Padres, I think, in 98.
Yes, he did. That's when he was all hopped up and all. Yeah, he's pretty skinny in this picture. Dave Stewart,
Terry Collins loves, well, I mean, I know Caminiti just passed away.
Loved him as a player?
Loved him. I guarantee you, I didn't ask him this, but if I would say top three players you've ever managed, Caminiti would be one of them.
Now, obviously, Ken was a really good player, but was it also about his attitude?
And, all that stuff,
Dave Stewart. Who was just promoted with the A's. I think I heard on the radio somewhere.
Right,
or
so
TVs
my question
recently.
Is... Yeah, this was
nicknamed Smoke.
This predates the Blue Jays, so I'm going to go Oakland.
You're going to go right. You're crushing it. I think you're going to kill me in this pack. Ivan Calderon.
Oh,
I know
Sox.
You know him.
Outfielder,
yeah, look at him. Look at those Yodis right there.
Yeah.
Look at the high stirrups,
love
too.
Love those old school
That's
unis.
A good look right there. All right, you're killing this, dude. 8 for 10. Herm Winningham.
Yeah.
I remember him. But I would not get the team right. But I remember him well.
There's a tough
Wasn't he in a Mets trade back in the day? He was.
I don't recall. I know him mostly as an Expo, but I'm going to guess Cincinnati.
Wasn't he in the Gary Carter trade?
He might have been.
I think he was.
Where was
Who'd
he?
You say?
Cincinnati.
You got it.
Yeah.
Dude.
That's an impressive one
right
there.
That's a good pull. I would not have gotten that one. Zane Smith. I know you know that name as well.
Yeah. Lefty pitcher.
Okay. You got the pitcher part right. Yep. Lefty.
The only question here. Oh, actually, there's a couple of questions.
Yeah.
Because I remember him with Pittsburgh, but I also remember him with Atlanta and Montreal. And I'm going to guess that Montreal was in between. So I'm going to go Expos.
You got it. Ooh.
These are some tough ones that I'm nailing here.
10 for 12.
I'm ready for you, Booney.
I'm not losing it.
No, Yankees!
except when we play him in the World Series, of course.
That
when
was
it matters.
Now I take things into my own hands.
Yeah. Elvis Burks. This is an easy one. You're
going to
get this.
Yeah, well, I mean, 87, this is 90. I'm going to say Red Sox.
You're going to get it right. That might be one of your best efforts. Booney, I mean, 11 for 13.
And even the one that I missed, I should have had a Tommy here.
All right, we're a little late, so go ahead. I don't think I'm going to beat you here.
This
just
is a tough pack. 88. Now remember, 88 tops.
I got it. 88, not officially the wheelhouse, but all right, go ahead.
Mike Socia.
Mike Socia's on the Dodgers at that point. I remember playing the Mets, obviously.
One for one.
Next.
Steve Onaveros.
I think he was a pitcher?
Yes.
Yeah. Was he with Braves? No.
Oakland.
Okay. I do remember him against the Yanks, but my bad.
Manager card here.
Okay.
Cal Ripken Sr.
With the Orioles.
Yes. Okay. Well, I mean, I'm pulling the pack here.
Yeah, I'm a little defensive here. I got a lot of ground to make up, buddy.
What? I don't know that?
No, I just, a little out of my roots here.
Nick Asaski.
Oh, with the Reds.
Yeah.
Nick was a good ball player.
Go, three
Nick Asaski. Was it Nick Asaski? One of those guys got...
It's like you, the right-handed first baseman,
yes!
Right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, Nick, was it Nick? I think it was Nick Asaski. What's that disease when you get bit by Lyme disease? No, not Lyme disease.
Wasn't it...
No. When your vision and your depth perception is really distorted... If it's Nick, one of those guys that played... Anyway, I got it right. But one of those guys who played first base for that team wound up getting that disease... And it really impacted his play, and he fell off the map. 3-for-4.
Eric Show or Shao?
Shao. Okay, was a pitcher.
Eric Shao, yeah.
80, what am I? Am I doing 88 or not?
88.
Eric Shao. All right, it's either the A's or the Yankees. I know that for a fact. I feel like Eric Shao, it's definitely not Shao, was a righty pitcher, was more on the bad Yankee teams with Stump. Oh, Eric Shaw could have been a Padre as well. Oof, ooh, that is good. Damn it. Padres.
Yes.
Let's go.
Good pull.
Thank you.
I gave it away with my eyes, I think.
4-for-5.
Brett Butler.
Ooh, I could mess this one up. Jeez. Oh, 88, I don't think he was on the Dodgers. Great bunter. Indians back then. Who was the outfielder? Like, I don't think he played in that NLCS against the Dodgers. Kirk Gibson was out there on one leg. Stubbs was playing first.
You need to guess here. We're up against it.
I would say the Dodgers, but I'm going to be wrong.
Cleveland.
Damn it.
Yeah, that's a tough
one. I knew it.
Tim Conroy.
Astros. I don't know this one. I'm not going to waste
Cardinals
your time.
Cardinals lefty pitcher.
4-for-7.
Jerry Reuss. Jerry Royce.
Jerry Royce was, Jerry Royce actually pitched against the Yankees, I want to say, in the 78 World Series. I think he gave up one of those home runs to Reggie.
He looks old.
He is old.
Picture.
I don't know if he's still on the Dodgers. I don't think he was. I don't know. I'm going to say Dodgers, but I don't think that I'm right. He was on the Dodgers in the 70s for sure.
Angels.
Yeah, I didn't think he was still there.
Danny Heap,
at this point, he was gone for the Mets.
Correct.
He was not on those Metsies. He was Nolan Ryan's, I want to say, 3,000 strikeout victim at the Astrodome in the mid-80s. Danny Heap. Pirates? No. Danny Heap. He's not a Met. Who? Texas?
No. Who? Dodgers. He was a part of that NLCS team.
He was?
Yeah, or World Series team. Bob Patterson.
Difference.
Yeah.
He said Joe Patterson. Reds.
Pirates.
Yeah, it's a tough one.
Rob Murphy.
Ace.
Reds.
Yeah.
Paul O'Neill.
What year?
88.
It was on the Reds.
Correct.
Yeah.
Terry Poole.
I remember Terry primarily as an Astro, and I'm going to say he's still on the Astros at this point.
Good pull.
Let's
go. Darryl Miller.
Outfielder?
Yes.
Okay. He's not on the Pirates. They had like Van Slyke and Bonds. It's not there. Seattle.
California.
Yeah. Maybe.
Bill Madlock.
Mad Dog. He was on, I don't think he was on the Dodgers here. He won the batting titles, most of them with the Pirates. He was not with the Pirates at this point. I'll say the Dodgers, but I don't feel great about it.
Tigers.
Yeah, I didn't think he was still there.
I think 6-for-15.
Yeah,
that was a
tough pack,
though.
Man.
That was a tough pack. All right, we'll get you updated. We'll get back on track here.
And by the way, Booney, that's about as bad as it gets right there, Aaron. And that was a bad, for me, that was a bad pack. That's as bad as it gets. That's Booney, like me going 0-for-4.
He actually just texted me.
What'd he say?
BT embarrassed all Yankee fans with that.
Yeah, okay. There's no chance he said that.
Sal, you're a legend.
No chance.